Spotlight is just a show that helps celebrate what people do, and the stories we get to hear is just fantastic.
It's great how we can connect listeners through to those people in the hills who can help with their issues. I know small business, everyone has a small business or knows someone who has a small business, and it's very important, really through these times of COVID, that small businesses are supported.
Well, it's funny you should say that. On a 90.5 on Spotlight this morning, we've got Kerry Sheeb. We've invited Kerry to come back and talk about small business. And it's a real tragedy that we've asked Kerry to come and talk about, but it's a very important one, and that's centered around those symptoms that we need to look out for all people, but particularly at the moment, as Kerry said before, about small business and the impact on their business, on their life, of external matters, and how that can affect their house, their home, and the people that they love and care for. Kerry, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you for coming back. We're really delighted that you could come again and share your wisdom and your knowledge and your expertise in helping our listeners and their friends and colleagues and families just try and live a better life. You know, at the moment, the coronavirus has had a big impact on people's lives. And, you know, you mentioned before about suicide. And I mean, I just could not contemplate, you know, the impact of that on families. We talk about it, but unless you've been in that mix, we think we know about it. You've been firsthand in this world, and you talk on a daily basis to many businesses. Kerry, let's get straight to the point. When people come to see you, do they give you tangible signs or give you some type of subtlety that they are under stress?
Yeah, Jim, we do see some really clear symptoms about the stress that small businesses are under at the moment and in general. One of the key things that we notice in particular is how isolated small business owners are making themselves. And it comes from a number of reasons. A lot of it's actually shame. They aren't winning in their business, and they do feel like it's all their fault. No matter what the situation actually is, whether there's COVID or no COVID, it is a very personal thing. A small business. And so the small business owners really do take it as a personal failing when it's not winning for them, when they're letting people down. And quite often what will happen is we'll see them start isolating themselves from friends, from colleagues, from other business communities. They pull away from business networks, and that's really dangerous. One of the things we know is that isolation is one of the major causes of depression, anxiety, and then eventually suicide and other really negative behaviors like your gambling, your drinking, and other addictions. So, you know, if you notice that a friend or a colleague who's running a small business or even a larger business or in a very senior position in a company is starting to isolate themselves and be less social, that's not a good thing. You really do need to reach out to them and just check in and see how they are. You know, suggest they get help from people who can give them really good advice, not necessarily in a mental health space if you don't think it's appropriate to say that, but even just in a business sense, that they can connect with another business owner to talk strategy and ideas to stop them from becoming more and more isolated, which is really dangerous.
Kerry, is your organisation able to provide that level of support and resources?
Yes. One of the things that we do as the Foundational Business Centre is really aim to connect small business owners into the right tools and resources and assistance at the right time for the right reasons in their journey. So we're connected with all the different business networks and groups, and one of the things that we do is help business owners identify what might be the suitable group for them to be a part of that's going to work for their needs, but also connect them with whatever experts they need and services they need, whether that's free stuff through the government, whether it's expert legal or accounting or advisory services. It doesn't really matter. We're able to help them find what they need to assist them in their journey.
And Kerry, and to let our listeners know, when you and I and Darren were speaking about putting this segment together for our show, You shared with me that a number of people really do not even understand the government services like JobKeeper and the extent and the implications of it in their own business. And while I say this in a professional sense, you're surprised, you're saying we can provide that level of support and help so they do understand where those resources are.
Absolutely. It's such a common thing. Over the last 3 months, we've talked to quite a number of small business owners who didn't even know that some of the grants and subsidies and assistance was available.
Can you share one of those, Kerry, with us? Because I think our listeners are going to be staggered with one that you shared with me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the businesses that we dealt with about 2 months ago was heavily affected because your sporting seasons had finished. They weren't going to start for the year. And in consultation with that business owner, they had managed to get your JobKeeper and some of the other, you know, ATO-based subsidies that they were able to access. But we asked them, had they attempted to access the Services New South Wales grant that was available, and they knew nothing about it. And they were able to, and definitely eligible, to apply for that. And, of course, that's made a massive difference in their ability to weather the storm. And soccer season, which is one of their major parts of their business, has only just started. So we believe that's going to really help them. But there's a number of other businesses, even through various networks that we've talked to, who weren't aware of the new recovery grant that is available to certain eligible industries.
Would you be able to tell us a little bit about that? Because that sounds really interesting. Could you just tell me what that is again?
So the business recovery grant is really aimed and available through Services New South Wales to support businesses restarting, particularly in industries that were really, really heavily impacted, like your hospitality and your cafes and real estate and a number of other industries. Mm-hmm. And the idea behind that is the previous grant really needed to be spent on utilities, your rent, that kind of stuff, just to keep you going. This is all about funding some of those things, but it also allows you to fund marketing, which of course helps you to restart and promote your business. All of those grants through Services New South Wales do need to be acquitted, which means you do have to account for how you've spent that money and keep a record of that so that it's been spent in the way it was intended to be used. But there are a lot of organisations who are potentially eligible, and the Services New South Wales concierge team, the small business concierge team, are really supportive and helpful. So if someone's not sure whether they qualify, they can just go on to Service New South Wales, have a look at the Recovery COVID grant, and it gives lots of information there. But if they need to discuss it, all they need to do is just ask for someone to call them back rather than sitting there for an hour on hold. And usually you get a call back within about a day from their team, and they're really, really helpful.
Kerry, that is very valuable advice. Can I take some poetic license? Are they able to ring Foundational Business Consulting on 1300 765 249 and obtain support and help in working through those particular grants and so on through your organisation?
Yeah, we're able to assist anyone who's just needing some assistance and understanding what they might be able to access and what they need to be eligible, because it is quite a difficult space to navigate. But also what we can do is we can connect into other services, networks and opportunities they may not even be aware of, and we're happy to do that. It is a free service. We want to be able to support as many small businesses as possible. So whether you contact us through our 1300 number that you mentioned there, Jim, or touch base via our website, which is just foundationalbusinesscentre.com.au, we're able to really support you. Now, that includes startup businesses. So over this period where we've had a lot of impact from COVID, we're still seeing a lot of people starting new businesses, and that's great, but we want to make sure that they do really well and they not just survive but thrive. So part of what we do is helping those startup businesses understand what do you need to do to make sure you're going to be successful and that you're going to be able to price right, you're going to be able to create your right business model so that you're going to do well. And because a lot of people who have recognize that either they, have been retrenched from their job, or they got to go back to work because they need the two incomes, which they didn't think they were going to need. And, there's a lot of mums and dads going back to try and create micro businesses now to try and add a bit of more cash to their family budget.
Thank you, Kerry, for sharing those resources for what existing small businesses and startups can find out there. Now, I know we were talking earlier before when you were sharing with Jim and I that it's not just the resources that are available from, say, the federal government or the state of government, but there are things that you know that businesses can do here and now during this period to actually help make their business better. Can you share more about what those sort of tips might be coming from yourself, someone in a small business?
You know, I think the number one thing that we see, which most small businesses really haven't done from the day they began properly, was getting their pricing model right. Most small businesses start by looking at other small businesses in their community or in the, you know, their competition and say, oh, well, you know, I guess I can charge this much because this is, you know, the going rate. But what they haven't really done is understood what it costs to run their business and what the different pricing models are and the types of customers that they should be focusing on. And as a result, a lot of those small businesses are probably finding about now that they have spent a lot of time chasing and delivering work for people who they can't grow and scale their business for. And so just a simple trick and a recommendation, and you can get help doing this or you can just sit down and do it yourself, is to really look at how you're putting together your pricing. What is it that's defining that, and you know, how many of those widgets or services are you going to have to sell at that rate to actually make a reasonable living out of it? And if you're not really sure about how to go about doing that, then you can by all means give us a call and we'll give you a hand. But right now, I would recommend that every business just goes back and looks at what is their real pricing model based on and make sure it's super robust.
So is that just a simple spreadsheet exercise, or is it a bit more complex than that? And what point would be best for someone to seek advice? Is it when they feel like they're out of their depth, or is it something they can take on themselves?
Look, I think it's something that they can begin themselves. It is a simple spreadsheet exercise. You don't have to be an accountant or a bookkeeper to work this out. It is a simple process of really detailing exactly what all your costs are and then defining, well, what are the price points? What are you going to charge and how much margin are you going to make? We've got some really simple templates we use that help people work that out. It's not rocket science. It is something quite straightforward. You don't have to have a degree in mathematics to be able to manage this. I would suggest if someone just needs a little bit of help with that, just to make sure they've got the right assumptions about the pricing and their costs, that's something that they can just book in, you know, an hour with us and we can sit down and help them with that, and then off they go. They don't need to have someone permanently doing that for them. But one of the things they should be doing is making sure that that goes into their bookkeeping system once they've worked it out, because then they can compare, how are we tracking? How are we going against that? Are we actually hitting the goals, and is that real? The assumptions we've made, is that actual results that we're seeing?
Well, Kerry, on behalf of 90.5 and Spotlight and Darren and myself, we want to thank you very much for the massive amount of insight and support that you've given us today and in our previous programs that you've spoken so eloquently. We're very grateful for people like you, and we wish you all the very best with the Chamber of Commerce in your role. It's a very important role. Your role with mental health, your role with the community, your role with your church. Everything you do brings light to people's lives, and we're just so indebted that you would join us over the last period of time. And if you would be so kind, we'd love to have you come back and tell us more about what's happening and how you can help our listeners more and more.
Absolutely, I'd love to, Jim.
Thank you again for being with us, Kerry.
Alive 90.5.